you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 11, 11 through 13. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday. Hey, Dee. Hey, Marian.
Hey there, Mark.
Hi.
Well, we had a lengthy time of praying up the world, the circumstances that we're in the midst of, you know, war and heartache and hurt and pain and suffering and confusion. And yet we can rest in the fact that we serve a great God who has it under control. Yes, there's suffering, great suffering, suffering beyond we can even imagine. I can't even understand some of the heartache men and women are going through in Ukraine and parts of the world. And, you know, there's other parts of the world.
Yes.
Sex trafficking.
And many, many
children
things.
Being brutalized. Even in our own neighborhood, there's people starving and hurting. And so you could really get caught up and get discouraged. And rightly so, we need to be aware of these things.
Yes,
and
we do.
Need to be cognizant of this heartache and hurt and pain and suffering. And yet, we also have to somehow balance the fact that God is a good God, that He's in control, He's sovereign. He is working through these situations.
Yes.
But there is some mystery, and how do we pray most effectively? And yet we know God is good. And I led off with this passage because Paul knew how to be content in various circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
He trusted in the sovereignty of God and that God ultimately, His will prevail. And it doesn't minimize the fact that we can agonize over things, but we should be overly consumed. I don't know. How do we have that balance?
Well, you know, God is not the author of evil.
Right.
The Bible makes that extremely clear, and we don't want to get that mixed up. You know,
right.
He does not.